Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes right out there, first of all, to our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the people delivering down there into the hurricane zone, which, by the way, we're talking about the one in the southwest corner of Florida, because we've got Nicole coming ashore over in the east side around Fort Pierce. And things might get a little interesting here for a couple hours on the show tonight. So if you need to call in and you need to tell us and tell your fellow brother truckers and this, that, and the other what's going on where you're at over there near the storm, Nicole, the number's 877-969-8600. Now let's not forget Felix and the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail out there. Let's not forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got the Amazon workers in the warehouse, and we've got the Amazon drivers out there delivering as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it. America, all lowercase. And the website for the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, where it could be snowing in the mountains, it could be raining somewhere else, and it could be a sandstorm where he might happen to be. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yada, yada, yada. Everybody's on the porch tonight. Got a little bit of rain, not much yet. There may be some more coming here during the night, on and off. Certainly by tomorrow morning where I'm at, it could be very interesting over here with the weather that's headed our direction, but we definitely have Nicole. We'll be making landfall here during the program, so we're going to keep our eyes and ears open for that. And again, you've been getting some emails from Leo, I think, right, down in Miami?
That's right. We have, as a matter of fact. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, here in just a moment.
Yep. Well, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we will start with the storm, because that's unfortunately what a lot of people are watching right now. We've had plenty of storms down here as far as the voting goes, but we got it right. Florida, once again, got it right. And I don't understand how you can't figure out your election totals at the end of one day.
That really is something, Captain, to see the disparity between how it's being done in Florida and how, for example, it's being done in Arizona and even other states in the union. So that's right. People, they want to be able to get some kind of a closure to the election, and certainly not something that could take days, weeks, or even months.
Right. Well, and even though we've got a storm down here in Florida, and it's hitting us today, not yesterday, thank goodness, we were still able to get our votes in. The people got their votes in. Everything got tabulated that needed to be tabulated, and guess what? We don't have any problem. If this were any other state in the country with this storm like this impacting them, they would have been going, oh, we're going to need 5 more days because we can't get all the votes in. You want to bet?
Definitely be something like that.
Yeah. Now, Hurricane Nicole, and yes, it is a hurricane, Category 1, is expected to produce a variety of hazards across Florida into the southeast through Thursday night, including a dangerous storm surge, which some areas are seeing right now, hurricane and tropical form force of winds and storm conditions with heavy rain and flooding, and severe storms also may produce some tornadoes in some areas. So be advised, there could be some tornado watches and warnings popping up at any time in the path of the storm, left, right, north, south. Now, meanwhile, a powerful storm system is also, and we can't forget about this, delivering a taste of winter with snow, lots of snow, and blizzard-like conditions across parts of North Dakota and South Dakota and the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight. We'll be talking more about that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So we got plenty of things out there to slow the trucks down right now, don't we?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and especially in regards to Hurricane Nicole, don't forget the tropical storm force winds, that they can extend even hundreds of miles outside of the center of the circulation of the storm. So over a wide area, you can still have some impact.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi is going to be getting kicked out off the seat, and she's going to have to give her gavel back to somebody. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, will be right back. Speaking of Nancy,
we never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Nobody's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, and we certainly appreciate everything Kyle does for us, as well as the people listening in and chiming in and opining in. And you can do that by our Facebook page. This is called the Captain's Group, if you want to go over to the Messenger and send it that way. Or you can send us a message off the official Captain's America Third Watch page. We'll see it that way. Or you can send me a message through the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It'll come to me during the show. Takes a little longer to get here, but we generally try to answer it when we see it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. That's the product I've been taking for well over 8 years now, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. And you wouldn't hear me talking about it if it didn't work. Now, the best part about it is if you've got pain or if you've got inflammation or swelling or suffering of any kind with any type of injury you might have, whether it's arthritis or bursitis, or maybe you hurt yourself at work, or maybe your legs are swelling up, or whatever the deal might happen to be there that have got you in discomfort, you can try the Relief Factor and see what it'll do for you. Because for me, it not only helps to eliminate the swelling and the discomfort there, but it also takes care of the pain in multiple places. Now, I might have a pain in my back, I might have a pain in my leg, I might have a pain in my wrist. Guess what? I take the Relief Factor, voila, gone. I mean, gone. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it works the way it says it does. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, see what it'll do for you. And I will tell you this much, you won't be hurting for long. The three-week quick start, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain, and then it'll automatically convert over and you'll be on the monthly plan, and away you go. If you don't want it, you just say, nope, it didn't work, don't want it, but I've yet to hear anybody tell me the product has not worked. So, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Nancy Pelosi, come January, I believe the Republicans are going to be in charge of the House of Representatives. What say you?
Well, that's what it looks like. Certainly, at last count, it looks like the Republicans have garnered some 207 seats.
Well, it's actually more than that. I keep seeing that 207. I've got the official documentation in front of me from the Congress, and it says 210 Republicans, Democrats 191. That's the official page for the representation of the Congress.
Okay, so it's going that direction. It doesn't look like it's going to change dramatically in the sense that they will achieve that majority. So it does look like they're going that way, and that means, of course, yes, that there will be a new speaker, and Nancy Pelosi is going to have to hand over the gavel, quite likely to Kevin McCarthy, one might think, unless there's also some other dramatic change.
Well, Kevin McCarthy has announced that he's running to be the speaker. I've not heard anyone announce that they're going to run against him. It was rumored that Steve Scalise might, and he said, no, I'm going to run to be the majority leader, for which he already has a candidate running against him, too. Someone that ran, I think, before and didn't get in. But I believe Scalise this time will probably get it simply because of what he's been through.
Well, that and of course, yes, the service and so forth in the Congress. And so there's going to be, of course, you know, one might think there might be some kind of horse trading that goes on. There always is. But in the end, I think it won't be acrimonious. I think that's one of the key factors, is that it's going to be a transition to the Republican control, and the Republicans have to be able to hit the ground running. The last thing they need is any kind of protracted battle for any kind of office that they would hold there.
Well, there's not going to be a battle, but I guarantee you the Democrats and the mainstream media, their compadres, will make it sound like one.
Well, certainly, yeah, because that's kind of their that's their
that's all they know, divide and conquer.
Well, exactly right, because they know that we're going to start hearing some real practical bills being proposed, even if they never can go, let's say, and get passed in the Senate, depending on what happens in the Senate, it's still going to put those things front and center with the American people, and the American people will be able to play the game of what if, and then as the years go by, the next 2 years go by, and they can say, well, what if we were able to actually pass this kind of legislation? What if we were able to reform this or that? But also something else, Captain, will be coming down the pike, and that has to do with some of the investigative committees that might go on, and some of the things that will be uncovered, testimonies that might be given, for the COVID issues, Dr. Fauci comes to mind, and the list just goes on.
Right. Now let's look at the Senate for a minute, because right now, as it stands, there are 49 confirmed Republicans in the Senate, 48 confirmed Democrats in the Senate, and they've already flipped one seat, and they're in the process of flipping one more, maybe two. And, of course, then you've got the runoff in Georgia between Walker
and Warnock.
Warnock, yeah. I keep wanting to say Warnoff. But anyway, so there's a possibility they could be not just one seat, but maybe two seats up with this coming down the line here, December the 6th, when they have the runoff. Now, I will say that right now in Nevada, it looks like Mr. Laxalt is going to win that seat. He is currently up by 3 points over the incumbent Democrat.
Yes, exactly right. So it does look very good. And, of course, you know, you talk about the runoff, Captain, in Georgia. There's going to be some factors there, of course. There's going to be a lot more money, obviously, that comes in. The Democrats are going to throw everything and the kitchen sink, too, into this, just like they did 2 years ago. And maybe just like 2 years ago, the control of the Senate will come down to that runoff race. It's really ironic, isn't it?
And they're going to lie their ass off about Warnock and his record and what he's done and all the great things and the Joe Biden. Oh, fantastic. You know, I really got sick. Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday, and I really got sick to my stomach watching it, listening to him sing the praises of the Democrats and all the things they've done. Because when he came into office, we had terrible inflation. The economy was horrible. Things were terrible. It just was so bad. And he had to straighten it all out. Well, he's the one that made it all worse, and it wasn't bad to begin with.
Well, that's right.
But he lied his way. But he lied his way through that.
Well, of course, that's the job description, evidently.
Did you hear anybody challenge him?
Well, no, of course not.
Why not?
Well, that's a good question. Why not?
Why can't you challenge a president that stands up there and lies to the American people, and everybody in the room knew it?
Well, sure. Well, some people in the room may be part of the messaging. They may say to themselves, this messaging.
You mean like, public radio, CNN, ABC, CBS? You mean like those people?
Well, sure. Well, you know, California Governor Newsom talked about the messaging, and he sort of feigned this outrage about the messaging. We're getting crushed on the messaging, and I'm mad at my party, and this kind of stuff. Well, what you witnessed with Joe Biden was precisely that. It was the messaging that's being done. And so, yeah, that's a concerted effort. And there are many in the media who are complicit with that because they agree with the politics. And so I guess whatever it takes in terms of making people think whatever in order to support the Democrats, it's all okay.
Well, it's our job here to make sure that the people that are listening to these folks know when they're being lied to, if they aren't smart enough to figure out that they are, in fact, being lied to by these Democrats that will say anything at all to try to keep themselves in power. That's what their mission in life is. Say anything you have to stay in your seat.
Well, precisely. It's the end justifies the means. And there's also, because it's really driven by ideology, and I think that's a really important point to bring up. They are beholden to the ideology. I think conservatives, overall, they're beholden to the idea that you create opportunity and that people are self-starters and people can pretty much take care of themselves. Somebody's got to put in the plumbing, obviously. This kind of thing. We have a constitution, but it's not the ideology of the left.
All right. Well, stand by there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we scramble across the overnight radio hours. And we're sitting here watching Nicole over to my east, and we'll give a little update on that when we come back just to let you know what's going on there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Tony Barrusso reporting. Fox News is reporting that former President Trump was furious Wednesday over the disappointing showing by Republicans nationally and blames people in particular who advised him to back Mehmet Oz in the Pennsylvania Senate race, including the former First Lady, Melania Trump. Oz went down to defeat the Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman in the state's closely watched Senate contest, a bruising loss for Republicans trying to win back a Senate majority. Fetterman's win allowed Democrats to pick up a seat previously held by Senator Pat Toomey. A new survey shows a large percentage of young Americans are struggling with mental health issues. The survey by Harmony Healthcare IT found 42% of Generation Z adults started dealing with mental health conditions soon after the pandemic started in 2020. And Elon Musk is selling 20 million shares of Tesla. The shares are valued at about $4 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, this portion of the program, brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. He, of course, is the inventor of MyPillow, and I'll tell you what. You can't get a better night's sleep anywhere when it comes to a pillow. It just absolutely takes my neck problem that I used to have with my sore neck and my headache that I used to get and all that stuff, and it is gone. G-O-N-E, gone. Now, you've helped build MyPillow, every one of you that's made a purchase, into the incredible company that it is today, and you trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, how about this one? Mike is now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing the soft feel you look for in a towel. And the set comes with two bath towels, big enough to fit me, and if they'll fit me, they'll fit you. Two hand towels, which are about half the size of the bath towels, they're really big, and two large washcloths. Typically retailing this set for $89.98, but for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also call them at 800-641-5459 for more information. Remember, your promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Now, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. That's there, and get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. You'd be glad you did. And by the way, Christmas is right around the corner. Thanksgiving, too. A lot of people give gifts at Thanksgiving time. You might want to go over there to MyPillow.com, check and see what they got there. And when you get to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll also see another page that you can go to called My Store. Check that out. See what they got there you might find something you'd like there, too. So, MyPillow.com starts everything out. The promo code is CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459 to get these great radio stations or radio specials on the station there. All right. Let's move on over here, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, one of the things that we heard, which just really is mind-boggling, is Mr. Fetterman managed to get himself elected by some 200,000 votes in Pennsylvania, right?
That's correct.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of people were complaining about the fact that Oz was not from Pennsylvania, so it would be a cold day in hell before they'd vote for him anyway, because he was not a Pennsylvania resident.
Yeah, that certainly, I think, was a factor in it. And, of course, that's going to be part of the postmortem, obviously, in terms of running for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania, or any state, for that matter. How much of an effect did that have? And perhaps there might even be some exit polling data on that that they're going to be poring over. One of the other issues, too, of course, is, Fetterman, finally agreed to a debate. And I think a lot of voters then saw just how impaired he really is from this, you know, horrible, tragic stroke that he suffered. But by then, a lot of people had already cast their votes.
Well, his wife is going to be his sidekick and more than likely his spokesperson when it comes to certain things, you think?
Well, that would follow. Even historically, that would follow. That's right.
Yeah, we heard the reference to the fact that she was the senator because Biden turned around at one of their functions they were at, and he looked at her and he says, "You're going to make a very good senator in Washington."
Yeah, he said you'd be a great lady in the Senate.
Yeah.
And and part of that, you know, maybe it's very telling, and at the same time, maybe that's just Uncle Joe disconnected again. I think it may be a little of both.
Well, his director of communications by the name of Joe Calvetto said that the lieutenant governor took a call from Dr. Oz conceding his defeat to Mr. Fetterman. And I was not surprised to hear that. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. But unlike Stacey Abrams, who went for 4 years, saying that she
right.
Well, this time here, she actually conceded defeat.
I know, and I don't know.
We're all in shock.
We are all in shock. I don't know if, other weird things might start happening as a result of that. We might see things happen. I'm not sure. But right, that's what you're supposed to do. It's something that if she had done back then, I think it would have stood her in good stead to try to come back and run again. But I think one of the big takeaways from November 8th, Captain, is that candidates like Beto O'Rourke and candidates like Stacey Abrams and candidates from even your neck of the woods of Charlie Crist, they're kind of done now. And, we finally sort of hit the expiration date.
How would you like to be the $200 million man? Who am I talking about?
Who's that?
Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
He has gone through over the years with the different things he's run for, not been elected to anything except for Congress. Which is how he got started in this. He's gone through $200 million.
It's really unbelievable. And, of course, you know, preaching the stuff that he preaches is really really stunning in so many ways. And to think he could go into Texas and run the kind of campaign he did and say the things that he said and try to push the ideology he was pushing, I mean, that's just really something.
Yes, it is. Now, we talked a little bit about this. I'm going to mention it again. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise has announced that he's officially endorsing Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House, but he's going to get into the running to be the Majority Leader with the Republican Party. I think he'd be a good one, especially because of what he's been through. There was another gentleman who announced last night that he was going to get involved in the mix, too, to run for that position, but I think that he could be the whip because I think that's a pretty good stepping stone.
Well, certainly it is. And again, I think the Republicans have a great gift in terms, we're just talking about the House at this point. They have a great gift to be able to pursue the kind of legislation and to show so many Democrats will not reach across the aisle. No way, no how. You'll also continue, because Joe Biden really wasn't conciliatory in any way. He didn't sort of realize to what extent things happened in the election. He's trying to kind of spin it as a, don't worry, folks, everything's fine. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And he'll vow to not sign anything that the House would or the Congress will pass and whatnot. And there'll be more gridlock.
Well, there will be. And, of course, the way that he approached it was when he came out and he made the comment. Let's see here. Let's see if I still got it up here. Fox had a comment about him. Oh, here it is. Biden's message to Republicans who want to investigate his son Hunter and all the other things that are going on there, good luck.
But the aspect of that is not just some kind of political payback. The aspect of that is, to what extent was Joe, Uncle Joe, the big guy, involved with things, and does that begin to equate to anything that could compromise, or as Adam Schiff might call it, the compromat, right? That would actually affect Joe Biden as president.
Yeah.
That is a legitimate line of inquiry because of the bizarre stuff that his son was involved in.
Well, here's one for you right here. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, reportedly told Democrats to rally behind her in the event that President Joe Biden chooses not to seek re-election in 2024.
And then that's such like wishful thinking. I mean, even the very fact that he's saying that, pardon me, shows that they know that it's really bad. the prospects of that are extremely dim, even though if you're starting out as vice president trying to get the nomination, that's not a bad place to start from. But Kamala Harris is such an odd vice president in the sense of how she talks and the stuff that she did and didn't do and all that stuff she's not seen as the next heir apparent here at
yeah.
all.
By the way, Christine down in Sarasota, good morning, Christine, is saying Stacey Abrams will get a job by President Biden.
Very, very possible. Well, of course, because they'll have to try to at least for Stacey Abrams, because she was seen as some kind of rising star in the Democrat Party, oddly enough. But now she's been resoundingly defeated a couple of times now. And where does she go from there? She's not going to be able to run again for something like that.
Right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We will be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Let you know where the snow is. Let you know where the rain is. Let you know where the storm is, the hurricane. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to talk about weather-wise. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Get that new belly, take your heart down.
All righty, that's Heat Wave, and that's Boogie Nights from the movie by the same name, I think, there, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, yes, the movie came along some years later, but that was back in 1977 with Heat Wave. That's right, Boogie Nights, and yep, the movie made quite an impression, shall we say.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds and company.
That's right.
Got to keep on dancing, keep on dancing. All right. Well, let's take a look at the weather. We'll start with the national weather first. We have got snow. My God, have we got snow. From Montana into North Dakota into Minnesota. We've got a blizzard warning up in a lot of that northern part of the country up there, especially along I-94. Across most of North Dakota, across part of the northwest corner of Minnesota, across the northeastern corner of Montana. And then we've got snow over into South Dakota, a blizzard warning coming out of Rapid City about halfway across South Dakota on I-90. Snow goes down into Nebraska, central part of Nebraska. And then, of course, you got some snow out west, but it's not quite as bad as what I just told you about. But take it away. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, Captain, we got a warning for our trucker friends and driver friends out there tonight who are coming up California Highway 99, just north of Bakersfield, up through Fresno, Merced, up towards Stockton. We've got a dense fog advisory all along California 99 there. So you want to be aware of that, slow down, and especially if you're just heading that direction, you're going to come upon it here pretty soon if you're just outside of Bakersfield, for example, or maybe just a little south of Sacramento. So otherwise, you got a frost advisory that's going to reach all the way from Stockton up to Redding as you then transition onto Interstate 5. So you want to be aware of that as well. Got a hard freeze warning in the Salinas area, a little bit further down the California coast tonight. But we've also, Captain, as you mentioned, some snow. We've got lots of snow up in Montana, especially up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow, also from I-90 from Billings all the way to Miles City. A little bit of a break there, but then more snow as you head on over towards North Dakota, so be aware of that. And then, of course, our friends in Idaho tonight, Idaho Falls, in that area just north of there, you've got snow coming across the interstate there. Pocatello, Idaho has got snow all around it at this hour. And then, of course, as you head down towards Logan, Ogden, Salt Lake City, you've got snow going from there as well. I once made the drive, actually, from Pocatello, Idaho, all the way to Las Vegas, Nevada, in one day, believe it or not. That was a long day of driving, but it was a lot of fun. Las Vegas looks pretty clear, though, right now, as does most of the western United States for any other kind of precipitation or snow. But we continue on with the winter weather advisories. As you mentioned, also, again, in Montana, our friends in Missoula, Stevensville, Butte, you've got a winter weather advisory right now. And rounding out some of the snow, Captain, we've got snow coming across I-70 as you head towards Glenwood Springs, coming out of Denver over towards Rifle and Parachute right now. Lots and lots of snow there going across the interstate, so be careful out there.
Okay, if you're on I-29 from the Canadian border south down to Fargo, down into South Dakota, almost all the way to almost all the way to Sioux Falls, you're going to have snow, plenty of it. Blizzard warning, as I said, up in North Dakota, all across the state, north, south, east, west. That also comes into the northwestern corner of Minnesota, snowing all the way over to Duluth, upper peninsula of Michigan, snow down through South Dakota, through most of the state, snow in the central part of Nebraska tonight. And when you come on down towards the central part of Kansas, there's some weather there. It's on and off again, some snow, some wind, some cold temperatures. And then Texas tonight, we've got an iffy pattern down there. Could be a little bit of fog in the mix, too, there as well. From Lubbock over towards Plainview and then on down towards Midland and over to New Mexico. Now, we got a mess in the Gulf. We've got a gale warning that starts right around New Orleans and goes all the way across over to where you'll run into the western side of Hurricane Nicole. And, yes, it is currently a Category 1 hurricane. Winds gusting to 75 miles an hour. Sustained winds are probably right now in the 50s or 60s. There's going to be a couple different ways that this storm is going to hit Florida and then travel up through into Georgia. You've got a hurricane warning and or watch and or tropical storm warning and or watch all the way up into our listeners in Georgia there in Valdosta. You know about it. You know about it over there in South Georgia. All of Florida, across the bottom part of Florida, I-75, Lake Okeechobee, east to west. And this is going to be just a big, big, big system that for several hours today, from right about now until right about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to have rain, you're going to have wind while this storm figures out how fast it wants to move across Florida and gets itself on up into Georgia and then starts moving up the East Coast. It's going to start angling a little bit more when it gets up there. But in the meantime, you've got all kinds of watches and warnings all the way to the Tennessee line, up through the middle of Georgia and South Carolina, up I-95. Anything along the ocean side there, Georgia, as well as South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up to Virginia and North Carolina to Cape Hatteras. You've got gale warnings all the way up through there. So this is going to be a pretty strong storm maker, Kyle. People will need to be on their A game for all this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, whatever you do, it's dark outside. If you can't see, nobody else can either. So don't get out there and drive like a wild man or a wild woman. Slow down. Drive what is safe to what you can see what's going on. Because when that wind blows and that rain comes across, you lose all perception of where you're at.
That's exactly right.
Especially on the bridges.
We've been in that. Yeah,
especially
exactly.
On the bridges. All right. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, between now and December 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center simply by joining up with the My Rewards Plus app. You can get that for your Android or Apple device. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com, to download the app. And when you do, you're going to start to be able to get rewards points on things that you buy, get other great offers, and, of course, save that important 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas. Again, go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the location nearest you. And when you pull in, you're going to try their great hot cup of coffee. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, we think that you'll agree. Get something else good to eat, hot bowl of chili, something to warm you up with those cold temperatures out there. Pilotflyingj.com.
And if it's warm, get yourself a nice cold Coca-Cola.
That's right.
Because they're on special today. You pay the full price on the first one. The bottles, I said cans, sorry, the cans. First, full price on the first one, the second one you get for a buck. So there you go. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're going to take us out with a little bit of music, and we'll catch you on the other side of the radio, the news, views, and all that good stuff.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.